did you know that the recent study has revealed that some people age up to three times faster than others who are exactly the same age? And we were talking about this week. You run into people who you went to school with, so you know how old they are.
Yeah.
You know that they're, you know, roughly the same age as you within maybe 12 months or so. Mm-hmm. And you look at them and they think, gee, they've aged. What went wrong here?
Life's treated you a little more unkindly than most.
Or have you treated yourself? Or and there's the old saying too, if a bloke, particularly if a bloke, keeps his hair and doesn't get fat, he'll go a long way. And getting fat and losing your hair can make you look a lot older than you actually are. So there's a difference apparently between how you kind of look on the outside and your biological age. What's up with you, Paul? He's pulling out his chair there.
Two old diggers in here with full heads of hair.
Absolutely.
Looking very smugly at each other.
That's no rug, mate. That's real.
That's the fair dinkum thing.
Now, scientists in the United States from Duke University Center for Aging in North Carolina studied a group of 38-year-olds. Now, this is not about people at the end of their life.
Mm-hmm.
This is people in midlife at 38, and they found that their biological age could be anywhere between 28, okay, so they're 38 years old, and their biological age could be anywhere between 28 and 61.
61?
61. Could you imagine being 38 and you go to the doctors and they say, well, mate, you know, biologically you're about 60, you know.
And you look it.
Yeah, and the key measurements were things like tested their kidneys, their liver, their lung function, the immune system, cholesterol, heart, lung function. So why does it happen? Why do some people really age badly and others kind of get along okay? Professor John Rasko, who is the head of Department of Cell and Molecular Therapies at the Royal Prince Alfred Hospital, is on the line for a chat with us. Good morning.
Good morning, George and Paul. How are you?
Good morning, Professor. We're very well.
You know, before you launch
into that, I just had to ask. We've got George, Paul, and John. Where's Ringo?
Oh, he's out the back, and he could never play the drums anyway.
No.
So why we've all talked about it at school. You meet or after school, you meet friends that you knew years ago, and you go, oh, gee, haven't they aged badly? But now they've scientifically shown that this actually does happen.
You pretty much summarised it spot on, George. So what's actually happened is they've taken a group of people who all were born in 1972 and 1973, and they've really asked a question where they've turned the question of how do we study ageing on its head. Because when we usually study ageing, the idea, okay, well, let's look at some old people and see what's going on.
Yeah.
But here they've said, let us study some young people and see what kind of a trajectory they're moving towards and see if we can tell if there are differences in the pace or the rate of aging over a period of time when these people, all born in 72, 73, had reached the age of 26, of 32, and then 38. So they took three time points, basically, of these individuals in their 30s, all the same age because they're all born in the same year, and then they studied a vast number of measures and then a lot of other measures that we would take for granted that we could actually see in ourselves when just looking at a person and tried to understand what was contributing or at least what was causing the differences in that pace of ageing, in that accelerated ageing in those groups.
Yeah, well, you've thrown my theory straight out the window because the people that you were looking at, of course, are 42 or 43. I was going to suggest that as we get older, drinking and smoking takes a terrible toll on us.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I believe that you can always tell a pretty heavy smoker.
Or a drinker, too.
And a pretty heavy drinker. But age 42, 43, I don't think the smoking or the drinking would have done its damage yet.
Yeah, well, Paul, I think that's the point of it because, as I say, they turned the whole idea of studying ageing on its head by looking at the early precursors.
Yes,
I mean, all of these people were actually supposedly well at the time that they were being tested. There were, you know, there are a few deaths over that period, as anybody who knows, you know, after school, you go along with your cohort and you see people who, you know, pick up some diseases or, you know, eventually have some problem. But majority of these people were perfectly well, and yet, when they looked at all of these different measures that George mentioned earlier, lungs, even the teeth, the kidney function, the heart function, the liver function, their body's immune system. Mm. They looked at cholesterol and obesity. They even looked at the little molecular clocks that we all have in our cells called telomeres, which measure the number of times our cells have divided. They measured all of those things, and then they put it together on each of those three occasions, where each of the group of almost 1,000 people, all of them, by the way, born in Dunedin in New Zealand,
yeah,
they took those three time points at the age of 26, 32, and 38, and then they really asked an interesting question, and they said, okay, now that we have all of these measures, what about if we ask about their physical ability? What about if we ask about their problem-solving ability?
Mm.
And even if we ask them, and this is something you said earlier, Paul, what about if we just simply say, hey, are you in good health or are you in bad health?
Yes. Yeah.
And all of those people who they had measured the biological measures of health were scoring low on reduced physical ability, reduced problem-solving, and even they said, yeah, I don't feel as well as other people that I know. And here's the amazing thing. They took photographs of all of these people, and they sent the photographs to college students who didn't know them from a bar of soap.
Yeah.
And the college students estimated the age of the photograph of the people,
yeah,
and they actually correlated that also very, very well, confirming what you said earlier.
All right, now just stop you there for a second, John. If you've done all the tests, and these are internal tests as well, and,
yep,
you've picked a biological age, and then you've taken photos, sent them to strangers,
yep,
who then accurately pick roughly what their age, what you're saying is that how we look to others on the outside is sort of reflective of how we are on the inside.
Well, yeah, but remember, they were all actually 38 years old.
Yeah, no, but I mean, if you see a photo of a person who looks like, say, looks older than they actually are,
yep,
is that indicative of the fact that they are biologically aging faster than other people?
Well, that's the suggestion of this particular study.
Yeah,
you don't need to be a rocket scientist,
right,
or a professor of medicine, so you can tell how old people are. But here's the other thing, if I can. This you mentioned that some of the people who, all of them were biologically 38, or rather chronologically 38, because they're all born in the same year. Some of them looked as though they were 28. Some of them looked as though they were 61 based on all of those measures.
Yeah.
But a few of them, just less than a handful, had actually looked like they had got younger over the period of years between 26 and 38. In other words, we've got a real Benjamin Button going on here.
Yeah.
Some of them appeared to be looking younger over that period of time.
All right. Now, another question for you. Can you look as though you've aged on the outside? You've got a bit fat, you've lost your hair and so on, got a few wrinkles on the face, yet biologically on the inside with your kidneys and your heart and your lungs, you're actually doing really well.
Well, there are always going to be people who are exceptions, and this was really just a correlation and a trend to look at the pace of aging, but there were exceptions, you're absolutely right, where some people biologically were doing just fine. And, hey, we all know people who look a little bit on the heavy side, perhaps, and yet they can run a mile without any trouble, and they look fantastic in the gym. There are always people who are looking after themselves and yet who maybe carry a bit of weight or maybe don't look as great as they might otherwise.
Okay, the big question here then is why, and is there anything we can do about it?
Well, that's of course, the million-dollar question, and I think that's a really good news story. Because what we know from studies in twins and the genetics of aging and so on is that about 20% of the contribution of aging is in our genes. We all know that there are just some families where aging seems to appear biologically to go faster. But 80% the contribution is from the environment. So all of the lifestyle changes and the things that we all know we should be doing are things that are going to contribute to slowing down that pace of aging. So, just a healthy diet, exercise is important, no smoking, reduce the grog, the usual kind of messages.
Yeah,
they're very hard to adopt, but in fact, those are the things.
But it's not an equal race, though.
They tell us those same things to get rid of the flu.
Yeah, it's not an equal race, John, though, is it? I mean, it's a biological thing. It's not an equal race, although
we know that the majority of it is environmental. So we know that the majority of it we can actually have an impact on. It's just that we've got to adopt these messages. I mean, we've got to. I mean, being a doctor, you sit across the table from someone and you say, well, you've got a little bit of too much weight on board. You need to lose some weight. And you know yourself that you've got to lose some weight. You're sitting on the other side of the table and it's just words floating around in the air. Yeah. We've got to actually get up and do some exercise and get up and lose some weight and really actually adopt these. I'm not saying they're easy. Mm. I'm just saying that they're interesting. But we